Jason at the Zoo. Writer Jørn Jensen. Illustrations Klaus Bigum. English version Mick Vraw. My name is Anina H. Christensen Stewart. Page 4. To the Zoo. Jason's dad put some food in a paper bag. They are going to the zoo. It is time to go, Jason, he says. I bring some food for the animals. You can't do that, says Jason. It is forbidden to feed them. I don't believe that, Dad says. When I was a boy, I often went to the zoo with my mum and dad. And we always brought food for the animals. But you can't do that anymore, says Jason. Of course I can, says his dad. It is just some fruit and some bread. It is good for the animals. It can't harm them. Come on, Jason. And off they go to the zoo. They buy tickets and enter the zoo. What do you want to see first? Asks Dad. I would like to see the python, says Jason. It is in that house. What does a python eat? Asks Jason's dad. Bread or apples? Neither, says Jason. You can't give it anything. I was just kidding, says Dad. Page 10. Small monsters. Look, there it is, says Jason. It is fantastic, right? Yes, says Dad. But I like lions better. And monkeys. Hey, there is a spider. Jason's dad slaps the spider with his newspaper. Stop that, says Jason. Maybe it belongs here. I don't think so, says Dad. This place probably just needs to be cleaned. There is another one, he says. A real giant. He slaps the spider with his newspaper. And yet another one. He flattens that too. Leave them alone, says Jason. Look at the python. Oh yes, says Dad. He is a very long fellow. Now Dad has spotted a beetle. Yuck, he says. Look at that creepy thing. I hate small monsters. He steps on it. There is another one, he says, and steps on that too. No, stop that, says Jason. Maybe they are... Hey, a man says. You must be careful. Two cages have been opened. Maybe some of the animals have escaped. They are very rare. Be careful not to step on them. Jason pulls his dad away. Come here, he says. I have seen the python now. Let us check out the monkeys. Page 18. The Monkey Cave. Look, says Jason's dad and smiles. Aren't they cute? Yes, says Jason. I also like the monkeys. They are funny. Someone has given them some fruit, says Jason's dad. I told you. There are apples and a banana too. He opens his bag and takes out a banana. Don't do that, says Jason. It is forbidden. Hey, buddy, says a man. Can't you read? You are not allowed to feed the animals. I don't feed them, says Jason's dad. I am just hungry. Look, I am eating the banana. He takes a bite from the banana. Says the man. It was not what it looked like. He sweeps for a moment, then he leaves. Page 22. Forbidden, forbidden. Come, says Jason. There are a lot of animals to see. They pass some cages and stop outside the giraffes. They are beautiful animals, says Dad. Look at their long necks. They can almost touch the clouds. And look at that. They also eat fruit. The man with the broom is back. You can't do that, he says. I have told you not to feed the animals. None of them. Jason pulls his dad away. Come, he says. We must see the sea lions. The sea lions are eating. A man feeds them fish. Jason can relax. Sea lions don't eat fruit or bread. Then they stop at the lions. The big cats are sleeping in the sun. They eat only meat. Page 26. Forbidden. Jason looks all around. Where can they go now? Most animals eat fruit. No, not the wolves. They must see the wolves. What is that? Says Jason's dad. That woman is feeding the animals. I must talk to her. No, you can't, says Jason. We are going the other way. Hey, you, says Jason's dad. You are not allowed to feed the animals.